July 13th. Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is in you." Man has never understood this truth. While I was alive, he believed my kingdom was a reign of temporal power and dominion to the point of excess. This made many stick close to me, hoping to receive future gain. But I did not lie, did not deceive. My word was clear. I promised a kingdom, but also pointed out the way to possess it. This way is not, and was not, the one usually traveled upon by those climbing towards the power. Rather, it was the opposite way, and precisely because it was opposite, it was generously traveled over only by a few. My kingdom is not of this world. The world in which you pause for a while is the cable by which you can climb up onto my mystical ship. But to climb up a cable is not an easy matter. One must be nimble, light, and healthy, and not suffer from the dizziness affecting those who exaggerate in pleasures. Vice impedes the ascent, illnesses too, and also excessive attachment to earthly things, and the indolence of the spirit. Be healthy in soul, and since to be completely healthy is virtually impossible for man, at least see to combating your spiritual illnesses at the outset. Be diligent. Do not say, "I have already worked so much that I will rest now." No, sons and daughters, that I await in glory. My kingdom is such a joy that no exertion is too long and too burdensome to conquer it. When you act according to my law, my kingdom is already in you, and you feel it by the peace flowing into you like an inexhaustible wave. This peace is not poor human peace, cunningly attacked by so many things and by persons who are enemies. It is true peace. It is my peace. In the book of John it is stated, "Those are the ones who have come from the great tribulation." This is the greatest help, to conquer my eternal kingdom of peace. I have opened the gates to it for you with my great tribulation, but you, faithful disciples whom I call to the kingdom, are not more than the master, and you must make use of the same weapon to rise to me. The cross is a stairway, the cross is a wing, pain is medicine, pain is purification. Everything is accomplished only when one drinks, to keep me from drinking it, the greatest bitterness of all. Gall and vinegar, to make reparation for hatred and sin, and cleanse the souls of one's brothers and sisters from hatred and sin. The gall is given to me by the hatred which curses me after all that I have given, the vinegar, by the sin which renders my shoots sour to the point of making them wild. Charity makes gall sweet and vinegar pleasant, for charity makes reparation and redeems. But charity should never be separated from suffering, for, in being a sacred thing, it unleashes the wrath of the enemy in return. Suffering should never be separated from glory, for I am just, and give to whoever gives.